Hey, the New York Times called this one of the best new ideas of 2006. The smart elevator is supposed to be faster, easier, and more energy efficient than the old kind. It's designed to transform the simple act of traveling between floors of a building. It can also take a little getting used to, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
If you live or work in a big city like New York, you end up taking a lot of elevators. At certain times of day, like lunchtime or 6 p.m., when everyone's coming and going at once, you can feel like you've spent half your life waiting for the floor number on that little digital screen to change. So when the Hearst Corporation built its showcase tower on West 57th Street, it wanted elevators that would be easier to use. Today, a new bank of 8 elevators sits in the huge, sun-drenched lobby. Brian Schwagel is Hearst's vice president of real estate.
People find these kind of ultra-sleek, modern. The doors open, and they go whoosh, and then the doors close, they go whoosh. And before you know it, you're transported to the 10th floor, and you hardly even feel the ride.
Hearst's elevator is called the Myconic 10. It's made by the Schindler Corporation, though other manufacturers like Otis have similar models. The first thing you notice about the Myconic 10 is that it has no up and down buttons. Instead, a single square column stands in the middle of the lobby, kind of like the monolith that fascinates the apes in 2001: A Space Odyssey. And the column has a keypad.
You push the button to the floor you want to go to. Which floor are we going to?
One recent morning, Schindler's Mike Landis shows me how the elevators work.
You'd enter 44, and the keypad will tell you to go to elevator J. And you can see elevator J, as we walk over here, is waiting for you.
The elevator closes almost noiselessly and speeds to its floor. The Myconic 10 is what's called a smart elevator because of its ability to move people around more efficiently.
It allows us to group people going to common destinations, so therefore the elevators stop at less floors as they go through the building, so they can cycle back down to pick up people more often.
Passengers like smart elevators because they don't stop on every other floor. And because smart elevators make fewer stops, they use less energy. And building owners like them because they mean fewer large crowds forming in lobbies waiting for the next car. Anthony Mancino, an audiovisual manager, says it used to take longer to move around Hearst's old building.
You'd have to plan extra minutes in your daily work just for the elevators.
They got crowded sometimes?
Oh, yes. Especially my job. I'm running around every floor all day long and using them. These are just so efficient. Somebody calls with a rush, you know, it just takes seconds to get to the floor.
Smart elevators can also calculate the weight of their passengers to prevent too many people from getting on. It can slow down if a disabled person is boarding. Smart elevators can be tough for users to figure out at first. That can be confusing at a place like a hotel where you have a lot of inexperienced riders. But Hearst's Brian Schwagel says people quickly adjust.
The Hearst employees get frustrated when they use normal elevators now. They get onto elevators and forget that they have to push the buttons in other places because they're so used to being transported so efficiently.
Manufacturers concede that smart elevators aren't practical in buildings that are less than 10 stories. They're also more expensive. For those reasons, their use is spreading somewhat slowly. Schindler has installed about 600 of the systems in North America. But with more and more buildings looking for ways to move people around faster, the market for smart elevators can only grow. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And you can see a comparison of smart elevators and conventional ones at npr.org.